Last week, President Trump held a private meeting in New York City with U.S. diplomats and invited guests. The meeting came hours after the release of a whistleblower report that said the president had pressured the Ukrainian president to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden. According to a transcript of the meeting obtained by Bloomberg News, Trump also talked about Dan Bishop's September victory over Dan McCready in the 9th Congressional District race and made some false claims about what happened. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
President Trump campaigned for Bishop on the night before Election Day. 3 weeks later, the president was still celebrating and taking shots at CNN. In his New York City remarks, Trump said CNN had built a, quote, most beautiful $2 million studio for the race. He added, quote, they have no ratings and they're building studios all over the place, but they had a studio. The studio was going to stay up for weeks, and toward the end of the night, they were taking it down. That's not true. A CNN fact checker wrote on Twitter Tuesday that the network covered both campaigns on election night, but it did not build a special studio. He said the story is, quote, entirely fictitious. The president also said again that Bishop had been down by 17 percentage points before he campaigned for him. That's also not true. There was no published poll that showed Bishop behind by more than a few percentage points. And after the race, both campaigns said the race was always close. Bishop won by 2 percentage points in a district Trump won by 12 in 2016. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.